This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A couple of months ago, weeks ago, it's happened for more than a few months now. I continuously receive calls via WhatsApp or email, and people are complaining from each other. Muslims are in trouble with Muslims, not only with his brother that's sitting beside him, and those who they see in the masjid. You also have trouble in the family. Wives are reaching out, complaining about their husbands. Husbands are reaching out, complaining about their wife. Children are reaching out, complaining of their parents' neglectful attitude towards them. Parents are reaching out saying, look at my kids, I don't know what to do with them. And there is this, wallahi, it's reached peak with me. These problems and these situations that Muslims are living among each other, that is totally contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us of. And as I pick up the call and as I listen to these problems being narrated, I think, what am I going to say? What do I say? I've been saying the same thing for years and the same thing for months and weeks. And half an hour ago, someone called. Just the same problem, half an hour later, someone else is calling about the same thing. Wife, children, people, brother, someone in the community, someone this. And I say, wallahi, the solution was in two words. Listen carefully. The solution, wallahi, was in two words for everyone to settle down and look after each other's problems and solve these issues. What are these two words? These two words are the same advice Allah would give in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these two words are, ittaqillah. Ittaqillah. Fear Allah. That's it. Two words would solve the entire problem. But I tell you, people are living an image of Islam. Ittaqillah doesn't do anything. And I can't threaten anyone with ittaqillah anymore. Unless I say, brother, watch out. I'm going to send a gang to you with a gun and he'll come and he'll shoot you and your family. Oh, now, brother, one second. What do you need? What do you want? And then we get serious. Innama ittaqillah, that's nothing anymore. Well, that should have been the biggest wake-up call in your life, ittaqillah. More than threatening you with anyone that's going to come to you. Ittaqillah doesn't live in our life anymore. Allah Azza wa Jal told the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha nabi, ittaqillah. This is Allah saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And worse off, people get offended. If you said to him, Ya akhi, ittaqillah, people get offended. Thinking that, why are you saying to me, ittaqillah? Ya akhi, you know the word Allah, it should shake the heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says in the Quran about true believers, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The true believer, Allah describes him in Surah Al-Anfal. He says the true believer is the one, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, if the name Allah was mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the heart trembles, it shakes. You're telling me, ittaqillah, please, what have I done wrong? Tell me, what do you need? What's the advice? How can I reform now, before it's too late? That's the attitude. Now you say ittaqillah. This is the state of the people today. Taqillah has no benefit. Why has it become like this? Yani to the point where I say, ittaqillah, is it going to work with this person or not? A'udhu billah. What's wrong? Come back to the word ittaqillah. When Allah described the kafir in the Quran, al-kafir, the one who doesn't even accept to make a sajda to Allah. When Allah described him in the Quran, you know what he said about him? He said, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Al-Kafir has been described exactly opposite to the believer. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, if the name of Allah was mentioned alone to a disbeliever, إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. You see this word, ishma'azzat? Look, you don't even know what it means, but it already just sounds nasty. It just sounds heavy. It sounds difficult. Something is going on. That's exactly with the kafir. That's how Allah described his heart. When he hears the word Allah, ishmazat. It gets frustrated. It gets frustrated with the name Allah. When Allah Azza wa Jal described now the munafiq in the Quran, and I've given you the mu'min, the kafir, let's see how the munafiq is described when he used the word ittaqillah. Here clearly in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. You see that? You see that? If a munafiq was told, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, Allah is saying, and when it is told to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, you know what happens? Allah describes what happens to him. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. Allahu Akbar. Well, people don't fear Allah. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. يعني, his pride overtakes. His pride overtakes him. And he begins to commit more sins. This is what أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ means. Means when I say to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, pride begins to boil up in his heart. And then it overtakes him altogether. And his attitude and his personality and his corrupt behavior begins to come out. And it just causes him to do more sin and more sin and more sin. There are people like that. He listens to music. He said to him, اتق الله. He puts it up. هذا أخذته العزة بالإثم. Instead of turning it off and saying, جزاك الله خيرا. Puts it up. If you tell someone, يا أخي, your wife reached out. And she's complaining about your attitude at home. Ittaqillah, my brother. He goes back to his wife. Why did you discuss this matter to so-and-so? Yahi, you think there's a war here? Someone is reaching out, requiring and taking Islamic advice. And you're not happy with that? Well, check your iman. Check the state of iman that is inside of you. Wallahi, my brothers, the days are limited on earth. They are limited on earth. Most of us have passed the halfway mark already. Already we've passed the halfway mark. There's only a little bit left. A few more steps and there's the grave. And then everything you've heard, you're going to wish you implemented some of it. But then it's too late. But then it's too late. Fear Allah, my brothers. Wallahi, wallahi. The solution to every single problem is two words. Don't be like the kafir who ishmazat qulubu alladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirah. Don't be like the munafiq who akhadathu al izzatu bil ithm. What was his conclusion? Allah says, fahasbu jahannam. Sufficient for him is jahannam for rejecting the name Allah, for rejecting the advice ittaqillah. Fahasbu jahannam wala bi'sa al mihad. What a horrible place it is to be. Allah, the one who created Jahannam, is telling us what a horrible place it is to be. What was the solution? Take aboard ittaqillah. Take it serious. When it's told to you, say, that's it. I don't need any more advice. Halas. Don't give me anything else. Now just teach me, how do I ittaqillah in this matter? Take the advice on board and go implement. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. My brothers in Islam, يعني, imagine the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among us. And he specifically came to you after a complaint he received from someone. And he said to you, reform with your brother. Apologize to him. Go back to your wife, apologize to her. Wife, go back to your husband, apologize to him. You do it. If the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you that, wallahi, you do it. And it's a proper iman, you do it. And you would not argue. But what's the difference now? What's the difference? Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not among us. Allah says, run freely around and do what you want. Just like little kids in a house. When the parents are gone, you got a bit of freedom. Do what you want. My brothers in Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah is still alive among us. Rejecting a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself and rejecting his sunnah is exactly equal the same in punishment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing different. Nothing different. Innama now al-Iman is being tested. Then if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with us, can kind of understand that you're going to implement that which he told you. Because he's there. But now is a bigger test of Iman. Would you implement that which he taught us or not? Subhanallah.